Joining us to give us the latest news on the economy and things happening close to home and around the nation and the world is Mark Myers of Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And I checked in with him to see what we talk about today, and he said, numbers.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We've got lots of numbers this morning. We'll start looking at the unemployment for the weekly unemployment numbers, and that came in at 336,000, which was pretty much in line with what we're expecting. That's up about 9,000 from last week. But a very interesting number that I'm trying to read more in detail on that just came out 3 minutes ago is the Consumer Price Index. That rose 0.1%, which was pretty much in line with what everyone was looking for. So that basically shows no inflation. But as you dig down in these numbers, we're starting to see a lot of things actually drop, meaning deflation. We're starting to see the price of these goods fall. We saw apparel prices of those fall, transportation fall, airline tickets, those fell. And that's kind of a scary situation. We do not want to see deflation in this economy. And hopefully that is not starting to grab hold, but only time will tell on that. Now, we did hear from several different companies this morning on earnings. We heard from Walmart. They reported a lower profit for the holiday quarter. Have sales at its U.S. stores declined again, but their stores are open more than a year. Those sales fell about 0.4% compared to a year ago, but overall their sales rose about 1.4%. That's worldwide for their stores. That came out to be about $129 billion in sales, and their profit was $1.60 a share. And compared to last year, that was $1.67, so it's a little bit down from there. But they did beat analyst expectations. Analysts were looking for $1.59 a share. They saw Sam's Club's sales drop about 0.1%. But where they did see growth was a neighborhood market store format. That is a new format where Walmart is building these little stores. They're kind of like gas stations, but they have a few goods and items in there that you can buy, and they saw that grow 5% from a year ago, sales at those stores, and they only have 20 of those stores, and they've done very, very well, so they're going to add about 270 to 300 stores, they said, this year. So that look for those around the corner. But one thing that is hurting the stock this morning is they said that earnings for the next quarter they expect to be about $1.10 to $1.20 a share, and Wall Street was looking for $1.24 a share in earnings. So it looks like it's going to be a slight miss for the next quarter. Now, we heard from Safeway this morning, which is the second largest U.S. grocery store operator, and they said they are in talks for a possible sale of the company. The stock is up about 5% on the news this morning. They also reported a better-than-expected quarterly profit. They reported earnings of 53 cents a share, and Wall Street was looking for only 48 cents a share. And look at Facebook this morning, some interesting news out of that company. Facebook is spending $19 billion to acquire a company called WhatsApp. WhatsApp is a mobile messaging company, which has about 450 million users on that mobile messaging app every single day. But the main issue is mobile app is a free app. They do not charge anything for their for people to use it for the first year. And after 1 year, they only charge them $1 per year. So it's going to be interesting to see how Facebook plans on making their $19 billion back by buying this company. Now, watch Tesla Motors this morning. This stock is up about 15% this morning as they delivered quarterly earnings that beat analyst expectations. They reported earnings of 33 cents a share, and analysts were looking for only 21 cents a share, and the revenue was very impressive. They reported revenue of $761 million, and analysts were looking for only $680 million. Tesla sold 6,892 of their electric vehicles for the quarter, and they said they expect to sell 35,000 of them over the next year. Now, one stock I thought was very interesting this morning is Garmin, the maker of personal navigation devices, which has fallen majorly out of favor in the last several years, and that's because of smartphones. A lot of people are going to smartphones to find their way, use the maps on the smartphone instead of Garmin's, and so that's really hurt Garmin for several years, but Garmin is on a comeback. They seem to be changing directions finally. They have launched waterproof action video cameras they call Verbs, and these things are taking off like hotcakes. A lot of people are wearing these as they go skiing or go underwater, and they're videoing, and plus the Garmin keeps keeps track of where they are. So Garmin came in and they reported earnings of 83 cents a share, and that's up from 66 cents a share a year earlier, and that beat analyst expectations of 60 cents a share. That stock is up strongly this morning. Now, overall, it looks like this market is going to fall again this morning, at least right off the bat. Yesterday, the Dow was down about 89 points, and it looks like the Dow is going to fall on the open around 40 to 45 points. But hopefully we'll see how it plays out for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that deflation, that's not so good.
No, that's a very...
We're not sure we have it, but we're wondering.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of people are watching that, and so that can hurt our economy quite a bit if that takes hold, but only time will tell.
All right, Mark, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark Myers, Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call him at 479-782-2527.